We're learning Masechtas Pesachim Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, and we're starting at the beginning of the Gemara on top of the Amud. We learned the Mishnah that something called Tav Dvar Mitzvah, that if someone is doing a mitzvah and it's really wrong, it's really aveir, it lands up being on Shabbos, Apostle of Carbon. So there's a few different cases, and a Machlekes Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, and our Gemara will continue with that discussion. So the first line the Mishnah says, someone took a Pesach, shechted shloi l'shma, which Allah is, a Pesach shloi l'shma is puzzle. Someone shechted a Pesach shloi l'shma on Shabbos, it was Shabbos l'chal on Erev Pesach. The Allah is chayav echatos. Why is he chayav echatos? Because he did it shloi l'shma, and it's not a mitzvah anymore because it's puzzle, and therefore he chayav echatos. So the Gemara says, Maya Skina, what are we talking about? Ilei mevataya, if he made a mistake, he really wanted to say L'shem Pesach, and he made a mistake, and he thought it was another carbon. He thought it was a different carbon. It was just a mistake. The whole thing was a mistake. Zog the Marat, Machlekes Menachos, if that's called Shaloi L'shma, Sham, you know, Akira B'tayis Av Akira, you're telling me someone by mistake says Shaloi L'shma, that's called Akira, it's Machlekes Menachos, and we don't want to say that's telling Machlekes. Elo must be the Reishon of Iker. He did it Lehedya B'das. He took a carbon Pesach, and you said Lehedya, I want to do L'shem Shlomim. And therefore, Yechayev Echatas, because that's not only brought on Pesach Shloi L'shma as Pesach, it's not only brought on Shabbos. I'm going to ask me, so why is Yechayev Echatas? What's the Shagig? You said it, Bedavka, so Shem Shlomim. Teretz says, if you got it was Shabbos, or he thought that there was Mutter, there was a thing, that was the Shagig, that's Yechayev Echatas. So the Reish Tumah Eiker. Amos Seifa, the next case in the Mishnah says, Bashar Kol HaZvachim, all other Kabbanas, Shoshachtam Hashem Pesach, you see a carbon in the Beis Mikdash. Hey, no one shechted this yet. So you go shecht the Shem Pesach because you figure in every Pesach anything around is a Pesach. You shecht the Shem Pesach. It says in the Mishnah depends. Im ein ruuyim, if it's like a cow or an akeva and it's not royu for Pesach, then you chayim because you can't say tal dvar mitzvah because it's obviously not a Karim Pesach. Karim Pesach is dafka a zachar, dafka a 1 year old, and dafka a small animal, a sheep or a goat. So then you chayav kuliyam. And meruyim heim, if it's royu, that means if it looks like a sharp sludge, so it's punkt ashlamim, so then it's machleikah. So lezer mechayiv, because lezer holds that toyev dva mitzvah is still chayiv, and chatas, Rabbi Shua paid, Rabbi Shua was a part. So that's the next case in the Mishnah. Now, we just established, we're talking about oiker. V'iba oiker, if we're talking about that you will oiker it, mali ruuyin, mali she'en ruuyin. If the case is that you did it on purpose, so then it's not a Toyed Va Mitzvah anyway. What's if it's Ruyim, not Ruyim? Even if it's Ruyim, if it's a Shepsla, and it's a Royu for a Carbon Pesach, it's a sheep, it's Royu for Carbon Pesach, still, if you do it on purpose, so then it's not called Toyed Va Mitzvah. Toyed Va Mitzvah means I made a mistake. If I know it's not a Pesach, I do it Shem Pesach, that's not called Toyed Va Mitzvah. So the Sefer, which we have a Heter here, if you're sure, they have part of Toyed Va Mitzvah, it can't be talking about Oiker. Ela Psita must be talking about Betoyim. It has to be, you saw this animal, you thought there was a Karim Pesach. So Reisha was saying it's Ba'iker, because we said it wouldn't be Shloi L'shma if not. And Seifa is Betoyah, because he's saying Seifa has Toyah Va Mitzvah. So how could be the Reisha to Ba'iker, Seifa to Toyah? Oh, Rabbi Avin, yeah, in Reisha Ba'iker, Seifa Betoyah. The Reisha is talking about you did it on purpose, you changed it from a Pesach to a different carbon. And the Seifa is talking about you see a carbon here, you made a mistake, you thought it was a Pesach. Reisha Ba'iker, Seifa Betoyah. Ashkei Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef Ravo, Davakoyi Ba'uchlusa De'inshi. Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef found Ravo that he was sitting with a big crowd, a big oilam, they're talking and learning. Amalei, Mastisimai. So Yitzchak Bar Yosef asked Ravo, I don't know what the significance is of that was a big crowd here, but Mastisimai, he asked Ravo, well, how do you learn the Mishnah? Amalei, Reisha Ba'iker V'Sefer B'Toyah. On the spot, it's the same thing. Reisha Ba'iker and Sefer B'Toyah. He learned it from him Abam Zimnim 40 times, and after he learned it 40 times, learning it 40 times, then it was mamash like it's in his pocket. Now he knew this klar Reisha Ba'ika and Seifa B'Tayit.
No problem with Akira Pesach.
What? No, here's not Akira by Shlomim. It literally says Shlomim Shem Pesach. A Shlomim Shem carbon is kosher. The whole problem over here is. So there, it's not a negay if you're oiker. The problem is that you take a shlomim, you makriv it on a Shabbos, it's yichayiv, batzam. Because you're not bring shlomim on Shabbos. You only bring a Pesach on Shabbos. He took a shlomim and did a Shem Pesach. The only reason he did it on Shabbos is because he thought it was a Pesach. So the reason why yichayiv echatas is because it's a Shabbos and not mechuyav the carbon. The whole heter is toyev dvar mitzvah. But you don't really need a kira there. So the Gemara Tanan learned in our Mishnah. So our Mishnah goes further with tightness back and forth. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shua, you have to fit it in. So Tanan, Omar Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says like this: Well, Matt and Pesach. Rabbi Eliezer wants to tell Rabbi Shua, I don't understand you. Your Torah Dvar Mitzvah is mutter. If you agree, Pesach, which is Be'etzem, this Karm Pesach Be'etzem is mutter today, and I do it Shlo Shema, it's no good. So other Kabbalists that have no Shaychas today, you can tell me you have mutter. Tanan, Om Rabbi Elazar, Ma Pesach and Pesach Shemut Lo Shmoy. Ma Pesach, which it's today's its day, Kishina Shemoy Chayiv, but we change the name, you change it to different shame. It's just loyal Shema. Yechayiv, Zvachim Shem Rasulim Shema. For example, Shlom, I'm sitting here, Shlom, this thing today is off limits. Kishina Shema, didn't she chayiv? Of course she'd be chayiv. Break the Gemara of Isa, if the Reish is Ba'oikar, Sefer is Batalya, Halo Tommy, the Reish of Ba'oikar is Sefer Batalya, what are you talking about? I'll tell you why the Reish is Chayah, because he did it on purpose. You took a Pesach, he did the same something else. Here, the guy throws a Pesach, what do you want from him? Tell you the Mitzvah. So what's Rabbi Eliezer's Taina? He says, oh, if you tell me Pesach, that it's today's his day, it's Chayiv, you should shikh be Chayiv there. No, here it was a Oiker. There it was a Taya. So what's the Dimyan? Then he said, don't raise your Oiker, say, but Taya. So the Gemara, the Rabbi Eliezer, like, show me like, Rabbi Eliezer, he holds no such thing as Taya Dvar Mitzvah. He doesn't hold such thing as Taya Dvar Mitzvah. Fear of Eliezer, no difference. Oiker, Taya makes a difference. If it's not supposed to be brought today, Chayiv Achatas. Therefore, Rabbi Eliezer is a good Taina. And he says, this is Pesach is today's day, so for sure it should be better. Because in his world, there's no such thing as Taya. So, Freyta Gemara, Rabbi Shua, at least let him answer that. Rabbi Shua, also Taya, let him answer. What are you talking about? Here it's Taya, there it's not Taya. Rabbi Shua, the Shari, the Lishnale. Dr. Gemara, the Lishnale Hachi. The Gemara Hachi Kamale. Lididi, Lafimi, you're right. Rabbi Shua says, Lididi, Loy Dami Reisha, Vaikar, Vasefer, Vataya. Lafimi, your cash doesn't even start. Doesn't get up first place. Reisha, Vaikar, Vasefer, Vataya. Lididoch, even for you, I have an answer for you. Even for you, that you think it's a good cash, No. Pesach, you shecht the l'shem something that's not allowed today. This shlom that you do, we bring you now. Shina shmuel davar mutter. You mention it for Shem Pesach. Maybe it's better. That was his answer back. But he could have answered even better that there's a difference between oiker and taya. But he was going to dvar of the Rabbi Eliezer. Holds no mila of taya. He says even for you, I could give you a svara why. Pesach is worse than a Shlom Hashem Pesach. Because a Pesach, I'm doing L'Shem something that's Asa today. If I'm shaking a Shlom, I'm doing something that's Mutter today. L'Shem something that's Mutter today. Therefore, it should be Mutter. So, that's the first part of the Mishnah. Now, the Mishnah goes further. And Omalei Rabbi Eliezer, the Gemara is going to read our Mishnah right now. So, we'll read it from our Gemara. So, Rabbi Eliezer goes back and tells Rabbi Yeshua, you hold Tayyav V'Mitzah's Mutter, I'm asking you a Kasha. And Muri Tziri Chichu. Shehim Mutarim Lishman. The law is on a Shabbos, you're allowed to bring a Tamid, you're allowed to bring a Musaf. It's called a Murid Tzibur. Common Tzibur is Mutar, it's Musaf and a Tamid. Vashaykh Lishman Chayiv. And even you agree, if you take a Shlomim and you Shech the Lashem a Musaf, you're Chayiv. So Rabbi says what it means. So why is that different than a Zvachim Lashem Pesach? Zvachim Lashem Pesach says it's Mutar. But you do a Shlomim Lashem, a Murid Tzibur is also, what's the difference? Amaloi Rabbi Shua, loyim amrit by Muri Tzibur, shekin yesh lam kitzva, Taim Pesach only kitzva. So Pesach sounds like this, that Rabbi Shua says back to him that in Muri Tzibur, the guy knows that the Klal Yisrael brought the Talmud already, brought the Musaf already. What are you doing? You find the animal, you're bringing it now for a Musaf? No one asked you, it's done already. It has a kitzva, it's done. Pesach, there's millions of psachim around. He has no idea what's going on. He says, they're bringing today 1.2 million psachim. So he sees something around, he'll bring it. There is Adam Bahal, and he'll bring it. That was the tarets of Rabbi Shua to Rabbi Eliezer. Good, you're tying it, the Murid Tzibur will be also. There can't be tired by mitzvah, because Yeshlam kitzvah. Mashenken Pesach has no kitzvah, that's called tired by mitzvah. Zog the Gemara, the Memra. So what state da in the Gemara? What does it say in our Gemara, in our Mishnah? The Cholhecha the Isle Kitzvah Mechayiv Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Shua is Mechayiv. He doesn't hold of Zmanoi Bahol. He doesn't hold of someone who's Bahol when it's not that much. When it's one or two things, there's no taina that he made a mistake. That's what sounds like our Mishnah, right? Because only on Pesach, where there's so many of them, do people make mistakes. When it's very few, like a Karma Musaf, you don't make a mistake. That's what it sounds like. Great thing, I'm going to ask you from a different Rabbi Shua that he could make a mistake even by a small number. We'll enter the Mishnah, Mishnah the Shabbos, Misha, how you lie? Shnei Tanakai, someone had two children, he's a male. He had two children to do a milah on. Echol Meila Echa Shabbos. One, the milah was a Sunday, bris. Echol Meila Shabbos. One, the mitzvah, the bris was today on Shabbos. Now, the one Sunday is not a mitzvah to do it today because it's early. As milah shleb is mana early, you're not even yet to the mitzvah of milah. So one child had to be done on Sunday, one had to be done on Shabbos. V'shachach omol sh'achach Shabbos Shabbos. The guy made a terrible mistake. He did the milah on the Sunday one on Shabbos. The halacha is, chayv v'chatos. Echol domel b'erev Shabbos, echol domel b'erev Shabbos. What's the opposite case? One was supposed to be done before Shabbos, on Friday. One was done on Shabbos. And for some reason, the erev Shabbos one didn't get a bris. Like Rashi says, either he got the sick, or there was an oinus, snowstorm. He couldn't do the milah. So now, you have two babies on Shabbos. They both could be done on Shabbos. The only difference is, the one who's on Friday, not Teicha Shabbos. They both don't. No, they both don't have to be done on Shabbos. The one who's Friday has to be on Sunday, actually.
They
both have, because the mitzvah is chai. Right, both weren't mal yet. And one is today's mitzvah, and one is tomorrow's mitzvah, really. Even though but if you do it today, it works. It's a mitzvah. Let's see the case. Echol l'mayla b'erev shachamal v'shabbos, shachamal shal erev shabbos b'shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer mechayiv. Rabbi Eliezer holds that you are chayiv, chatos. Rabbi Yeshua holds you are potter. What's Rabbi Yeshua potter? Because he holds the mitzvah. It's toyev v'dvar mitzvah. It's toyev v'dvar mitzvah. So what do you see? You see, even though it's not like 30,000 psachim here, it's just two babies, we still say a het of toyev v'dvar mitzvah. Now, why in the ratio is no toyev v'dvar mitzvah according to Rabbi Yeshua? The reason is because Rabbi Yeshua holds when you toyev v'dvar mitzvah, you have to do episode mitzvah. So if you land up doing not a mitzvah, it doesn't work. Tell you about mitzvah, he did some kind of mitzvah, even though it wasn't allowed to be done on Shabbos, but some kind of mitzvah was mekuyim. Like the example we had in our Mishnah, where it was a shlomim l'shem Pesach. A shlomim l'shem Pesach, shlomim l'shem is kosher. So even though it wasn't supposed to be brought today, but it was a kiyam mitzvah, you need a kiyam mitzvah. But so Rabbi Shua says, in the second case, it's a kiyam mitzvah, you're potter. The question is, it's yeshlom kitzvah. These things, it's only two babies. It's not a psachim. So why do you have to head there? Our mission sounds like you have to have that. If it's by kitzvah, let's say by amuri tzibur, we say that Rabbi Yeshua holds the attack of chayit. Amar Rav Amin, I'll tell you a pshat. Hocham asking, because you call down a mosh erev Shabbos b'Shabbos. The ikah hach the Shabbos the Torah be. The case over there in the case of the Mila was that he hadn't done the one that has been on Shabbos yet. So he's still thinking about his mitzvah that has to be done. And by mistake, he grabbed the one who was supposed to be done, Erev Shabbos, and he grabbed that one and did the meal on that one. So he's still Torah. The Gemara is basically answering is that when we say Murid Tzibur is not Torah, it's more than just that it's a little number. It's pshat is because it's done already. Here by Mila wasn't done yet. He already brought the Karb Musaf and the Oilas Tamid. He already brought up Bereisha. So then that's Yeshua Kitzvah. That's what Rabbi Shua is tiny. That if you bring a Karb and Lashem the Musaf, Lashem the Oila, Lashem the Tamid, you can't say he's Baal. He did it already. What's he doing? It's done already. Therefore, that's why there's no Hetan Toyed Bar Mitzvah. Until now, we were saying it's not Toyed Bar Mitzvah because it's a small number. Now we're saying, no, not because it's a small number, because it's done already. And I'm saying about Mila, it wasn't done yet, so there we call the Toyed Bar Mitzvah. What? Kitzvah means, because it has a cap, so it's done, you can't do more. If it wouldn't be Kitzvah, you could do more. But here it was done already. Done means that it was done, it's done. It's Kitzvah. It has a number, it has a cap, and that's it.
The one on Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, they didn't pick up on
the mistake.
Yeah.
The one of Shabbos?
On Erev Shabbos?
There's a case later on. Shabbos and Shabbos. So, tomorrow we're going to talk about a case like that soon. But that's a case where he doesn't have to do on Shabbos, basically. He's nothing to do on Shabbos. He's no chiyum now on Shabbos or anything, really, technically. He doesn't know that, yeah. So, tomorrow we're going to say a case later on. There is a svar like that. That if it wasn't Shabbos, it wasn't Nitta Lidachis, then it could be a different din. We'll see that soon. Agaponim, what we're saying, Pshat and Rabbi Yeshua, is that the case over here was brought already, and it was brought already, there's no other Toyed Bar Mitzvah. Now, in our Mishnah, we have another Shita, Rav Meir. Rav Meir holds that even if you shecht of Shlomim, Moshe, and Murei Tzibur, there also it's called Toyed Bar Mitzvah. Rav Meir holds, actually, that you don't even need to have a mitzvah at the end. Anytime you oisuk with a mitzvah, you're part of it. But Agaponim, the Gei us is that he says, even Shecht Moshe, and Murei Tzibur, it's potter. And it comes out that our Mishnah, the way we're learning Rav Shua now, is talking about a case where you brought the Talmud already, you brought the Musaf already, still, It's according to Rabbi Yeshua, you'll be chayav because you shouldn't have, it's not called Toyed Bar Mitzvah. But according to Rabbi Meir, we say you still part of Toyed Bar Mitzvah. And that the Gemara is to take issue with right now. Zok the Gemara, Yehochi, Rabbi Meir, Oim Af, Ashaykh Hashem, Umur Yitziba Potter. It says, Rabbi Meir says, the Ashaykh Hashem, Umur Yitziba, you're a potter, Af Agav the Kodom Shechtinu, even though you shechted the Musaf already, the Umur Yitziba Reisha, you already did the Umur Yitziba. But Tanya, we look at the Brice, I'm going to ask you a kasha from a different place that doesn't understand Rabbi Meir, but Tanya, Rabbi Chia Ma'avel Orev. Rabbi Meir, Chia Ma'avel Orev is a place, he had a Rabbi Meir sheet that brought down like this. Rabbi Meir. Le'nechnu Rabbi Yezra Rabbishua, Rabbi Yezra Rabbishua did not argue, Al Shahoyu Lo Shnei Tanoikas, Echol Loma Arab Shabbos, Ve'echol Loma Shabbos. He had two babies, one to do Friday, one to do on Shabbos. B'shokach Umol Eshel Erev Shabbos B'Shabbos. And he did the Erev Shabbos b'Shabbos, and Rashi learns the case was he did it after the one of Shabbos, the Pashat Dechayiv. And now we're learning Pshat is what's Pshat? Because he's not Torah anymore. He already did the Shabbos one, and after he said, oh, another baby, let's bring the other baby in. There, everyone agrees Dechayiv, because since he did the Shabbos one already, why are you doing this Erev Shabbos one now? It's not called Torah B'Mitzvah anymore, because it's already done. There's no ball anymore. So that's not a Machlekes. There were two babies. One had to be one. The day was Sunday. It was only 7 days old today. The other one had to be done today. He shechted the Sunday one today. Rabbi Shua Paiter. Rabbi Eliezer is mechayev chatos. Shua is Paiter. That's the halacha. So what do we think the halacha is? We said halacha is like this. I'll tell you why. Because in the ratio where he wasn't tarud, so that's why yechayiv. But the second case, where there you had a baby to do today and you didn't do it, and you land up doing the Sunday one to now, you're potter. You know why? Because called tarud by mitzvah, because you were thinking you were tarud to do the one you have to do. So avivai, that's the pshat. That's mashma that if you're not tarud, then fear mei yoachayiv. If you're not tarud, it's not called tarud by mitzvah. And by a Muriyat Tzibur, if you already brought the Musaf, you're not Torah. It's similar to the case of a Mila, where I did the Mila of Shabbos already, then I'm not Potter for if I do the Sunday one, because I'm not Torah anymore. That's the Kasha. If that's Pshat over here, and Ramey, if our Mishnah is talking about a case where you did the Muriyat Tzibur already, what is Pshat and Ramey? Ramey holds you have to be Torah. So Gemara's answer is not Pshat and Ramey. Because Gemara says, of Tizbara, I could taina a different taina back. Even though I explained Pshat in this price, so. But with Tizbro is going to say, I have a tiny, I can say a tiny the other way, really. And if I'll say another pshat in this brisa, and then I'll answer the kasha. But Tizbro, ma hosom in the ratio, the loy of the mitzvah potter, and in the sefer, ma hosom in the sefer, the loy of a mitzvah is potter of Yeshua. The sefer, what do you do? You took the Sunday baby and did it today. It's not even a mitzvah. Still potter of Yeshua. We said that's Ramei Yeshita, holds that you can be potter even without doing a mitzvah. But ma hosom, loy of a mitzvah, potter of Yeshua, in the ratio, where you attack it, did a mitzvah. Because what do? You did a meal on the Erev Shabbos one, which is today is the ninth day. It's a mitzvah, Maisa. Hecha the kav a mitzvah mechayiv. Hecha mechayiv. So what must be pshat? I'm Rabbi Yanai. Reisha going to kodom also Shabbos by Erev Shabbos. A whole different case. The Reisha, the case is you already did the shel Shabbos by Erev Shabbos, which actually wasn't a good thing because he did it on the seventh day. But Maisa, you did it already then. Shaloi nitna Shabbos edachas. Now Shabbos is not nitna edachas etzel this meal because it's done already. So therefore, if Shabbos is not supposed to be dachli today, Ramey is explaining, Yechayev. It can't be called Torah Vav Mitzvah if there's no heter to do something on Shabbos today.
You don't have to still do it on
Shabbos? No, but yeah, you could, but you can't do it on Shabbos. It's not called Milah's not anymore. Right, he does. It's like Noel Mahal. He has a Milah already. He has to do Torah Vav Mitzvah. It's a Shiloh. That's a Shiloh. So nit the Shabbos Lidachas, the Sefer nit the Shabbos Lidachas, that's Lai, and the Sefer is nit the Shabbos Lidachas, that's Lai. The Sefer is a case where it is nit the Shabbos Lidachas, that's Lai, because you do have in front of you the one to do on Shabbos. So therefore, that's the Chil, the Reisha and Sefer. So by carbon Tzibur also, you can tie in a may hold your pot. You know why? Because Hocha, Hare nit the Shabbos Lidachas, a carbon Tzibur. The Maisa, today is the day where you're allowed to do Kavan and Tzibur. You're allowed to do carbon Tzibur. If you're allowed to do carbon Tzibur, it's called Nitna Shabbos Yidachas, therefore, you get part of Ramei. So we're changing the Pshat now. Until now, we thought Pshat Ramei was, you have to be Tarot. So you know, you don't have to be Tarot. Not the Pshat. The Pshat is, it has to be Nitna Yidachas. That's the Chilak Duration and Sefer. And therefore, we'll explain also, and Muriyat Tzibur is Nitna Yidachas. Shabbos is something that's nitchal gav milo, because there are other children today getting milos. This moyel milos lo yachayev is yahav. He had no had to do anything on Shabbos. He had no milos for that. Therefore, it would not be called nitna Shabbos edachos. And therefore, a mayor holds in order to be potter, you have to nitna Shabbos edachos. So it comes out if you're a mayor, you don't need a tarid, and you don't need that. It's a mitzvah b'soi. Him, everything is totally for your mayor. Nitna Shabbos edachos. We came out for your Yeshua. You need to be that. A fear of Yeshua has to be that you're tarud, and it has to be that you did a mitzvah a little bit. That's why I'm Yeshua. There's holes. No such thing as tarud by mitzvah at all.